Bob Feller Show, program 28. It's still some time before pro football will be back in the sports spotlight again. But let's take a change of pace and listen to a football story. The Green Bay Packers will be seeking an unprecedented third straight National Football League championship next season. And league records show that the Packers always had them in football power. Let's return to 1941. The Packers needed one victory to clinch at least a tie for the Western title. The scene was Washington, and the Packers were a heavy choice to whip the Redskins. Green Bay had a passing combination that was setting the league on its head. Cecil Isbell to Don Hutson. The Redskins had quite a passing attack, too, and the reason? A fellow named Sammy Baugh. The game was only a few minutes old when the Redskins marched across the length of the field for a touchdown. Before the opening period was over, a field goal was added, and Washington fans smelled an upset in the making. The fans became even more convinced when Ball connected to Bob Seymour for another touchdown shortly before the half ended. At the intermission, the scoreboard showed the Redskins leading the Packers 17-0. The big Redskin line was smothering Isbell, and the secondary was covering Hutson like a glove. But there was still a half to go, and anything can happen in a football game. Green Bay took the second half kickoff and returned it to the 35-yard line. Then Isbell started to fill the air with passes. Hutson caught one, then one to another receiver. The Packers moved goalward as Isbell found one target after another. Washington found itself with his back to his wall. The Packers had the ball on the Redskins 15. Isbell faded to pass. Spotted Hutson in the end zone and fired. Touchdown. The score was now Washington 17, Green Bay 7. A few minutes later, the Packers were threatening again. This time, an alert Green Bay defender had picked off one of Baugh's passes. In a matter of seconds, the Packers were deep in Redskin territory. Again, Isbell took to the air, and again he found Hutson clear. Touchdown. The Packers had inched to within 3 points of Washington at 17-13, but there was still a whole quarter to go. We'll be back in 60 seconds for the exciting windup. Isbell filled the air with passes as the final period got underway. The Packers moved from deep in their own territory to their Redskin 46. Then Isbell fired to Hutson again. Donnie looted one defender after another. Then streaked goalward. Green Bay had scored again and took the lead for the first time, 21-17. It had taken Isbell and Hutson a while to warm up, but when they finally got started, there was no stopping them. They made up one of the greatest passing combinations in Football League history.